Des Cahill is here with the Sports News. Morning, Des.
Morning, Gavin. It's interesting to see Graham McDowell challenging at the top of the leaderboard in the Dubai Desert Classic. He's picked up 6 shots so far today in his opening 13 holes. He's on 11 under par. He's flying. He's 1 shot behind the leader, Danny Willett. The only other Irish player on the course at the moment, Peter Lawry, he's level par after 14 holes. That's 1 shot outside the projected cut. The other Irish players have yet to begin their round. Rory McIlroy, well placed in 6 under. Damien McGrain is 1 under. Michael Hoey level par, and Darren Clark is 1 over. Now, Tiger Woods had a bit of a nightmare start last night in the Phoenix Open. I was watching it. He was 4 over par after 4 holes.
Oh.
A desperate start from him. He was 5 over after 12, but he recovered well, finished on 2 over. But it still left him 9 shots behind the leader, the American Ryan Palmer.
Now, a toothless display, even, yeah?
That was coined last night on Twitter. Patrick Harrington had an extraordinary shot, though. He was in the rough on the 17th, and he holed out from 161 yards in the rough for an eagle two. So that brought him back to level par after 17 holes, and darkness stopped play. So he'll finish today on level par. Now, in tennis, the defending champion Stan Wawrinka and the world number one Novak Djokovic will go head to head for a place in the Australian Open final later this morning. The pair meet at the tournament for a third year in succession. Both meetings previously ended in epic 5 sets games. Each of these winners then went on to lift the championship trophy. Now, Britain's Andy Murray, of course, is awaiting the winner in the final on Sunday. Djokovic has been talking about the progress made in the last year by his opponent.
We all knew that he has great quality tennis, but you know, mentally he was he didn't believe enough that he can win Grand Slams, and I think that changed in the last 2 years. That's why he's a Grand Slam champion, Davis Cup champion. He's playing very confident. He's one of the guys to beat in this tournament, so I look forward to the challenge.
Now, the big action in Ireland today is the rugby clash of the Irish Wolfhounds and the England Saxons in Cork this evening. The match, which is live on RTE2, features Sean O'Brien starting in an Ireland shirt for the first time in 14 months after shoulder surgery. Keith Earls also back after a long injury. The only uncapped player in the starting 15 is Jack Conan, who lines out at number 8. Now, the GAA season kicks off in full this weekend. Some interesting team selections. With the details, here's Brian Carthy.
Returning Aussie Rules player Tommy Walsh has been listed among the substitutes on the Kerry team to face Mayo in Division 1 of the Allianz Football League at Fitzgerald Stadium, Killarney, on Sunday. The team is captained by All-Star David Morden, who was named at midfield alongside Brian Sheehan. Just 6 of the team that lined out against Donegal in last September's All-Ireland final feature in the starting 15 for Sunday. Those 6 are defenders Fionn Fitzgerald and Paul Murphy, midfielder David Morden, and forwards Stephen O'Brien, Johnny Buckley and Paul Ganey. Keith Higgins will captain a Mayo team that has Donal Vaughan at midfield alongside Seamus O'Shea. Stephen Cohn and Patrick Durkin are drafted into the defence, while Adam Gallagher, Evan Regan and Mark Ronaldson feature in the forward division. Meanwhile, Conor McAtamney is selected at midfield alongside team captain Mark Lynch on the Derry team to play Donegal in Ballybuffet tomorrow night. Owen Bradley is named among the substitutes. Pádraig McNulty will make his league debut for Tyrone against Monaghan, that at Healy Park in Omagh tomorrow night. McNulty will line out at midfield along with Colm Kavanagh. And Owen Cadigan has been selected at centre-half-back on the Cork team to face Dublin at Parky Rean on Sunday. Donnie O'Connor will line out at centre-half-forward, Donal O'Codnett at full forward.
Thanks, Brian. In the Fitzgibbon Cup games, there were wins for Cork IT, UCD, UL, UCC, Waterford and Limerick IT. In the one-day cricket international this morning, England are preparing to bat. India all out for 200 from 48.1 overs. In racing, Ruby Walsh rode his 50th winner of the season. In snowy conditions at Thurles, he guided the Willie Mullins trained totally dominant to victory in the 2-mile maiden hurdle. This evening's action is Dundalk, 5:35 the opening race.
Des, thank you.